Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this, our open phone segment, is sponsored by Crazy Lister for professional mobile-optimized eBay listings. You can share all of your social media marketing secrets with other sellers. You can tell us how your holiday sales are going, or you can ask anything you want about eBay. You can even ask us to dish a listing, although we tend to do those on Thursday, but we're happy to do it today.
No, we do them on the half hour.
Yeah, I know. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
And Griff, now it's time for our research report with Aaron Cho, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Aaron, take it away.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Well, the two biggest days of the sales season are over, and it's been a strong year for mobile commerce, with mobile sales outpacing desktop sales on Thanksgiving Day and moving more than $1 billion in goods on both Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So now we're down to the last few big days of the year, with Green Monday to come next week. It can be tempting to get complacent, but we thought we'd give your listeners a few tips for a strong finish. First, realize it's not too late to list goods. There are still a couple of big sales days ahead. If you got behind schedule this year and have inventory that hasn't been listed yet, go list it. Just because Black Friday and Cyber Monday have passed doesn't mean you've missed the boat yet. You can't sell what you don't list. Second, use the days between now and the 12th to identify items that haven't sold as well as you thought they would. It's tempting to hold on to inventory and stand pat on pricing, but this can mean a tough cash flow situation in January. Mark down products that are seeing solid traffic but weak sales and use those listings to cross-promote your other listings and your store. Third, and on a different note, monitor your fulfillment, and if you can, notify shoppers about delays and lost track information. If you do your own fulfillment, think about sending your own messages from here on out when you ship. Carriers get overloaded this time of year and can miss package scans or route goods in unusual ways, leading buyers to panic. So let shoppers know yourself once their package is out the door and tell them it'll likely be on time, even if the tracking looks really weird. For more on finishing the holiday sales season strong, visit terapeak.com/eBay Radio. One word. Back to you, Griffin.
Thank you so much, Aaron. We do appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again before the holiday. And now, Griff, we're going to go to Front Royal, Virginia. Daniel, known on eBay as Karate25 Daniel. Hey, Daniel, what's your question or comment?
Hello there, Griffin Lee. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Doing peachy, thank you.
Wonderful. You know what? I have a question about a past show. Maybe you can help me, maybe you can't.
No, let's hope so.
Okay. As y'all know, I'm doing drop shipping now.
Right.
And y'all had a lady on a past show. I don't remember the name of the show. I don't remember the number or the segment or what have you. But you had a lady on there as a special guest talking about who did only drop shipping.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember. I can't even remember this morning, so Lee will have to help us with this one.
No. Gee whiz. You know what? Daniel, do me a favor. Send me email, right. lee@voicemarketing.com. Betsy and I'll figure this out for you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
lee@voicemarketingradio.com.
No, just voicemarketing.com.
VoiceMarketing.com. Leave out the radio. Gotcha.
Leave out the radio for the email.
Understood.
And Betsy
still ain't sold any more than Winnie the Pooh socks either. By the way,
no.
No, I'm.
Do you have any
65 pairs of them? Anybody that wants a pair, heck, I'll even sell you two or three of them. You let me know.
Do you have any Eeyore socks?
No.
That would be Griff.
Yeah, sad socks. Yeah.
Yes.
All I got for Christmas was these Eeyore socks.
Very good. My darling daughter, Melissa, used to love Eeyore.
Doggone it. What can I say? I don't mind telling you, I'm 33 years old, and I'm nothing but a big kid at heart.
Okay.
And all those old cartoons, and I'm an 80s kid, and all them old cartoons, Jim and the Holograms, Inspector Gadget.
Jim.
I mean,
yeah.
You just start listing them off, brother, and I'm right there.
I remember Jim.
Oh,
the Holograms.
Yeah.
Very 80s, all those shoulder pads and angular hair.
You know something?
Winnie
the Pooh socks, grandparents would love to buy those for their kids.
Really?
Yes. Yes,
for their grandkids.
I have a sneaking suspicion I had a granddad buy a pair of them off of.
Yeah.
Buy a set of them.
Right. Do you offer, like, you know, gift wrapping or anything?
I don't do the gift wrapping, no, because, well, as y'all know, when I put those up, you know, way back when.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you could always get someone to do it for you.
Ew.
To
yeah,
do the,
well, yeah, but.
That's just a thought.
Situation.
It's just,
I know.
It's
I
just
it.
A thought.
Can Trust we, me, I live in a mid-sized town, and we're growing. And we're growing. And my mom even says that even in the very near future, Front Royal is going to be big as Manassas and Fairfax and those places.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, yeah. And in a very short order, which makes me happy. And,
Front Royal, Virginia has an interesting history as to where their name came from. Griff, you should look it up sometime.
And we've got a lot of battlegrounds down here, too. Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think fought here at some point.
But
oh, yeah.
They're not even sure where the name came from, but they have a few theories.
Oh, I love theories.
Yeah. Well, it has to do with a tree, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
A tree.
Yeah, look up the history. It's kind of interesting. I'm from Virginia. I was raised in Virginia, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right,
I don't know where I'm from.
What part?
I'm from Hunger. Mostly Norfolk, also Yorktown. My dad was in the military, but he was from North Carolina. But he kept us pretty much in Norfolk, Virginia, till he retired. So,
and my Uncle Mickey lived in Norfolk when he was in the Navy.
What years are we talking about?
Well, what a coincidence.
These are in the 80s.
Yeah.
I think in the 80s when I was a little fella. He was on USS Eisenhower.
I was well gone by then.
Yeah, she was collecting AARP back then.
So. No way. Not quite. Not
you
quite.
You gotta watch out, Griff. She's in the studio with you and she will pop you.
No, she's not. She's 600 miles away.
See, that's why he has the nerve he has today.
Oh, you don't think it's because I'm ballsy?
I'll never forget the first time I was with you. That wasn't a remote broadcast. Mm-hmm. I had come down to do a town hall, and I threw a spitball at you. And you said, "What did you just do?" And I said, "I just have always wanted to do that to you."
And you did.
And I did.
And you did.
So, Dan.
By the way, Lee, you'll be pleased to know that I've lost 55 pounds.
Yay!
Daniel, how did you do that?
Very easily. All I did and all I'm doing is cutting back and watching what I eat.
Yeah. You know what happened? I cut my food in half because John and I eat out all the time, and they give you twice as much as you need.
Yeah, boy.
And all it did, it did one thing for me. It helped me maintain my weight. I didn't lose, but it maintained. But I'm so happy for you. Daniel, can we help you with anything else today?
No, ma'am. All you need to do is help me with this drop shipping lady and put me in touch with her if you possibly can.
Okay, I bet you
I'd like
Betsy's,
to talk to her and get some pointers.
I'll bet you Betsy's listening, and she is looking it up right now for you.
I bet she is. Yeah, always a pleasure.
Wait a minute. Was it a lady from Doba? I know we did a segment with the Doba lady, John, but I believe we also did a segment with an eBay seller. We did a bulk, with the bulk person.
It would have been either.
I don't know. Tom in Pittsburgh put me up to this. He's my instructor, actually.
Oh, good. You got a good one there.
Yeah, he's been working with me ever since I first started, as a matter of fact. Way back when he heard me the first time on here.
Oh.
Well, Daniel.
See, it pays to be on eBay Radio.
Thank you so much for calling today, Daniel. We always love to hear your voice. Say hello to the folks in Front Royal for us. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And on the line with us right now is Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, known as Euler Man 21, our guy. Hi, Ron. How you feeling after your hernia operation?
Oh, I'm feeling fine, Lee and Griff. Great recovery, back at work, in and out, you know, one day deal. No problems, no issues. Working hard on eBay.
Fantastic.
Okay. A quick question regarding the inventory subgroup. Sometimes you're offered an option to save a listing to inventory. What is inventory? Does it show up in a customer's view, and is there on a limit?
Hold on, Ron. We'll be right back with you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Call us 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 395.
Negative feedback happens. How do you deal with it? John Colderice Lawson is the founder and CEO of Colderice Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this tip.
What you want to realize is that you are not having a private conversation. You're having a conversation in a crowded room of possible customers. Respond for them, not for the angry customer. It's an opportunity for you to solidify how great your customer service is, how much you stand behind a product, and how you take care of customers when there is an issue.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Christmas became a national holiday in America on June 26, 1870. And did you know more diamonds are sold around Christmas than any other time of the year? Happy Holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. You can tell us what's on your mind at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Ron. He had a question about a feature that a lot of sellers may come across but don't use, and it's an old feature. It's called, well, inventory and listing templates. And Ron, the inventory is something that's been around for about I want to say almost 13 years, and it's a tool that we never really talk much about on eBay because it's a little bit confusing. But you can learn more about how to use it. And again, it usually works best for people who have skewable merchandise. So if you have lots of product lines, you know, with multiple quantities, it's a way of kind of managing that so that you can list things faster. But it's not intuitive, in my view. It's an old product, and it's still available, and you can learn more how to use it. It comes in Selling Manager Pro, which most of us store subscribers have by default. If you go to the URL I posted on the chat board, you can also get there if you go to, and this is a long one, so get ready to write it down, pages or ebay.com. So you can just say ebay.com/help/sell/, and here's the end of it, pro-update-inventory.html. So that's ebay.com/help/sell/pro-update-inventory.html. And that's in our help and contact pages. You can explore it if you like. Knowing what you sell, probably not going to be of much benefit to you. But okay. You certainly can figure out, you know, if whether that on your own.
And if
just
you figure it all out, we'll have you on for a segment to explain it to us.
I was thinking it was just a place to store, like, your after your holiday is over, to store your holiday merchandise for the next time around, this kind of thing, so you don't have to relist it.
Yeah, it's not really that, but check it out. See if it works.
And Griff has a link to it on the chat board.
Right, there's a direct link on one of the posts on the chat board.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good holiday.
You too. We're glad you're feeling better after your hernia operation.
Man, I remember this feature, and I played with it for a while, and I couldn't quite figure out. It's definitely a confusing feature. Most sellers don't use it.
I think it's misnamed.
Yeah, it's not really inventory.
Because I just clicked on your link, you know?
Yeah.
And it says, to track the products you sell and the listing templates you use to sell them.
Right. So you create listing templates in this feature and you can refer to them. You can use them. So it's, you know, if you have.
Oh, I see.
So say I sell a particular type of cologne. I could create a listing template for that cologne, you know, based on common features and then pull it out so it's easier to list something, maybe make a change if necessary. I don't sell that way. I tried using it for shirts. It's just, it doesn't make any sense because I have to make so many changes. They're almost always, you know, one-offs with a different brand, different size, different condition, blah, 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 different pattern. Blah, 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 blah. So if you have skewable merchandise, and that means merchandise that are, you know, product lines, like you sell a line of pet supplies and you have specific brands you use and, you know, specific products that are skewable and you want to track them this way, this is a feature that might work for you. I would love to see us update this because it's just, it's a lot of reading and it's not easy. I found it wasn't really easy to use. It was not intuitive.
It was back in the day.
From our pre-intuitive days.
Yes.
When we did things in a sort of confusing fashion.
Oh, you can revise one or more listing templates for a product. Does that mean you can revise more than one at a time?
Yeah, I suppose. The last time I did it, everything blew up, including my house.
No.
Shirts everywhere. There were shmatas hanging from the ceiling. Total chaos. Dogs and cats sleeping together. Yeah, I don't know.
Just awful.
So, yeah, just awful.
So I mentioned that Griff had the link in the chat board.
Yeah.
It's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. You go to ebayradio.com.
Yeah, it's pretty
Click
easy.
On the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through community sign-in back to the eBay Radio group page.
So our friend Rob is visiting from the UK.
Oh.
And he's an avid listener to the show. He'll be listening to this. He downloads each show and listens to it religiously. He's like our biggest fan. So yesterday he had to bring something into the garage, and when he came out he said, "So tell me again, which quadrant of this garage did you just fix up?" I don't see it.
He must have listened to a really old show.
Well, you know, it was. There was one or two quadrants which were some sort of orderly. But that's, you know, since June, it's all gone to hell.
Yes. Well, the point of doing quadrant by quadrant is it's supposed to make you want to do the rest of it.
But you didn't see one part
so clean and neat.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
No, your brain works differently.
Yeah.
Differently.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Doba, Product Sourcing Simplified. Coming up next, how to become your buyer's favorite seller. This is eBay Radio, and it's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com/eBay Radio.